Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning in October. It's going to be a truncated edition, a brief edition of the program today because bison football, as they say everywhere else in the country, is going to have a 1 o'clock kickoff today instead of the normal 2:30 kickoff. And so all of the pregame and all of those things are starting earlier today. So we're going to be done here at 11:30 so we can give way to the Bison Tailgate Show with Ryan Gellner. So let's make the most of our time. Let's get right to it. Brenton Hell, FM Walleyes. He has stopped in the studio on this wonderful Saturday morning to talk about a really big thing that FM Walleyes has coming up very soon. And I want Brenton to tell you all about it. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me today, Mike.
Have you been fishing recently? Because I have not been.
I have been out, been chasing really more of the muskies, so don't tell my buddies at the Walleye Club that, but I've been chasing muskies here the past couple weekends.
You're kind of like cheating in the Walleye Club.
Yeah, exactly, but you know, I'm in the muskie club too, so we'll keep on down. Oh,
that's fine. You're doing the double, you're living a double fishing life.
Yep.
Tell me about this. This is a big deal. Ron and Al Lindner coming to Fargo for FM Walleyes. This is a big, big deal for this club. Tell me all about this, Brenton.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you think about the fishing industry and you think about, you know, however many years I've been a part of it for, I guess I'm almost 30 now, so almost 30. You think about what those two guys have done for the industry and what they do even today as they're still part of the fishing industry, doing a lot of good stuff there. And we have got the opportunity. They are going to be in town talking at our general FM Walleyes meeting. We have it on the third Thursday of every month. October 17th is the third Thursday of October, so we're going to have them over at the Doublewood Inn. Not a lot of opportunity in our lifetimes, Mike, or you know, in the future where you're going to get a chance to see both of these guys talking walleyes in the same night in the same venue.
What are they going to be talking about? Let me take a step back. Is it open to everybody?
Absolutely, right? Yep. Our meetings on the third Thursday are open to the public. Everybody's welcome to come in, bring your notebooks. This is going to be one of those meetings where there's going to be a lot of stuff said in the time that we have with them. So certainly a good night, open to the public. Have lots of members in the club, too, that'll be there. Really just a good chance to get introduced to the club and also to see the Linders.
And Ron and Al, I've had them on this program before via phone, but they do very few personal appearances now. They're busy guys. I mean, they're at the top of their profession. They're the Linders. They can do what they want in life. But they do very few personal speaking appearances, so this is a big deal to have these guys come to town. What are they going to be talking about? If I go, and I will go, on Thursday night, what am I going to learn?
Yeah, well, there's specific topic, and I'm sure they'll have question and answers at the end, like most of our speakers do. But the specific topic this time around is walleyes, secret to two extremes, very shallow and very deep. So they're going to be giving us some information about some stuff that you maybe haven't tried. You know, Mike, I know you're a Devil's Lake guy, catch fish in 2 feet of water, but maybe not a lot of people do that. Also, this summer, had the experience with some of the FM club guys, and we were fishing over 50 feet of water with the crankbaits down, you know, 25 to 30 feet. So I'm sure they're going to clue in on those as well as a lot of other of that stuff that maybe you just wouldn't think about trying on the normal day.
But I think the key is, and they'll do their thing and everything else, but the way it works with your club, and I hope these guys do it too, is that they will have a question and answer session. And just to be able to talk with Ron and Al Lindner, it's fun. If you can ask them a question and have them answer your question, I've had the opportunity a couple times to chat with them. They're just fun guys to talk with. And so, you know, if you're not keyed into the really shallow or really deep walleyes and you have a specific question about a specific lake you fish on or have your cabin on or whatever, have it ready. And I hope they'll be taking questions and they'll answer them to the best of their abilities.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I can even think of a couple questions that I'm going to have there for those guys and hopefully get a chance to hang out with them a little bit before or after the meeting, too.
So the doors open at 6 o'clock. The program starts at 7. Anything else people need to know before they show up? They can join FM Walleyes if they want to, if they're not already a member, right? You'll take their membership there?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have memberships there. We'll do a few raffle prizes that night, too. Everyone can participate in that. have the membership applications. Just really a good chance to, again, get exposure to the club and hang out with the Linders in the same night.
Do you want to talk more about the raffle you said as well? You're going to have a big thing coming up here. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, next week, and even I'm already feeling it this week, is a real busy time for our club. Right now, I think about just the guys I talked to today, both about the meeting, and we have our boat raffle coming up next week, which I'll talk about in a minute. But you know, right now, I just thought about today. We've got guys on their way to Lake Winnipeg to fish some Pine Fall tournaments. We've got guys fishing in the local area. I talked to one of our club members today. He's on Devil's Lake today. So, you know, the fall is definitely a busy time. You got pheasant hunting opening up today, too. So lots of busy stuff going on. Got the Linders next week. And then Saturday, October 19th, we're going to have a little get-together over at Rays Marine in Moorhead. They are a great sponsor of the club. Mm-hmm. They did donate a boat for us to raffle off this summer. And on that Saturday, October 19th at noon, we are going to pull the name out of the hat. Ooh. And someone's going to win themselves a Lund Fury. It's a 1600 with a 25 horse Mercury tiller motor on it.
It's a perfect fishing boat. I saw it out at Ron Saar's place when he had the summer picnic out there. It's a perfect boat for versatile fishing, great for Minnesota lakes, maybe great for some smaller bodies of water. Devil's Lake, the place like that, maybe you want to watch the wind a little bit, but it's a very nice rig. And I think it's one that, you know, a lot of us probably started in, or for our first boat, we were able to buy a nice 16-footer with a 25-horse, so it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got a custom TRS Industries tarp on it, which is nice. The winner's going to get the tarp. The boat, motor, and trailer is the package deal. One winner's going to get that. We've also got some additional prizes on that ticket. We've got our custom rod that Chuck DeReamer builds for us every year. We've also got a Shimano Stellar reel, which next time you're at Shields, take a look at those Stellar reels. They don't give those reels away either. And then there is $300 cash prizes on that. So one $20 ticket gets you into the hat for the boat, the rod and reel, and then a couple cash prizes. There's still some tickets out there. So we've got some tickets at Shields in the gun department there. The Lake Place has tickets for us. Also downtown at SARS Southern Service, we've got some tickets rolling around down there.
That's October 19th. That's not today. That's a week from today. That's going to be held at Rays Marine, correct?
Right, yep. In 1 week, we're going to have that drawing. And I should mention, too, we'll have tickets, and the boat will be at the Linder meeting. So we're going to have that there.
Oh, yeah.
And tickets will be available that night, too.
Okay, one more time. We have 1 minute left. Give us, the quick recap of Ron and Al Linder coming to Fargo Thursday. Give us the quick rundown again.
Yep, so Ron and Al Linder are going to be here on Thursday, October 17th at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo, which is just here on 13th Avenue. The doors open at 6 p.m. The program will start at 7 p.m. So they will talk, I'm assuming, for maybe an hour, maybe hour and a half, a little bit longer, talk about walleye secrets, two extremes, very shallow and very deep.
Perfect. Brendan, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. And I'm hoping, I have the contact information for the Linders. I'm hoping to get them on my program either Wednesday or Thursday before the meeting to let people know that my daily 2 to 5 show on KFGO, and we can let people know more about that. Then they're fun to talk with. They're fun. They just know so much and they're so enthusiastic. And as I've talked with, I think, Scotty and Barry Chouinard before on this program, is that they're pioneers in terms of media, in terms of multimedia, in terms of the whole, all these guys you see out there, all the Jason Mitchells and all these people, it was all kind of started by the Linders doing the whole TV thing and going crazy with it. So they're a fun couple of guys to talk to. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors in the mighty 790 KFGO. Jeff Katzer, Devil's Lake, he's up next. We'll find out what's happening up that away next on KFGO.
Rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes wheat.